this morning's message is, I love my church because we trust God. And there's so many examples and so many instances of that taking place in our church, and how the people just put their faith and their trust in God. You know, like Brenda said, you know, no matter what, she knew where she was going. That's trust. That's putting all your faith and trust in God. That's giving Him everything. When everything is out of your control and out of your ability, you give it to Him and just trust in Him, that, and know that He knows how to handle the situation. He knows how to take care of us. In John chapter 6, starting in verse 66, I want to read for you real quick. It said, from that time many of His disciples went back and walked no more with Him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? And then Simon Peter answered Him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that Thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus has been teaching in Capernaum here, and He'd been talking with the Jews and kind of explaining to them and more or less telling them that He was the bread of life, and that they had to eat of His flesh and to drink of His blood. And they weren't really getting it. They weren't understanding what He was trying to explain to them. And the more He kept talking to them, and he kept going through, and He was telling them how that, you know, His flesh was meat and His blood was drink, and that it wasn't manna like they had received. And it wasn't something physical like they had already been given. But it was something more, it was spiritual. It was something that they had to receive, and that the words that He spoke was spirit, and they that receive Him had to receive it in the spirit. And so they weren't really getting what He was talking about. And because of that, you know, they kind of started murmuring amongst themselves, and they started questioning. And Jesus perceived and knew what was going on. And He basically asked Him, He said, does this offend you guys? Are you all upset at what I'm teaching you? You know, they were going through saying, you know, this is such a hard saying, who can understand it? And He calls them out on it and says, you know, does this upset you? Does this offend you? And He began to speak to them and tell them these things. And He said that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. And at that point, it said that many of His disciples went back and walked no more with Him. Many of these disciples, they weren't trusting in what Christ was teaching. They weren't listening to what Christ was teaching and what He was telling them. And so many times in our lives, when we sit down and we read God's Word and we try to understand what it's trying to teach us and tell us, when we sit down and pray and God begins to deal with our heart and God begins to speak to us and it begins to move in our lives, it's sometimes hard for us to take and hard for us to understand. And it's at that point that we have a choice to make a decision. At that point, we have to sit down and decide, am I going to trust Him? Or am I going to trust in my own self? Am I going to turn away? Because these disciples, this saying was hard to them, and they weren't really understanding it. And because of that, they all just turned back and walked away from Him. But Jesus, He looks at the 12. And He said, will you go away also? These 12 guys that He had handpicked, these 12 disciples that He had chosen Himself, although He knew that one was going to betray Him. But He looks at him and basically says, you know what? Everybody else has left me. Nobody else is willing to follow me. Nobody else is going to go with me. Are you going to go away also? Church, when we look around us and we see the world going their own way and doing their own thing, when we see people, you know, that are just living the life the way they want to, and they think they've got it great, and they think everything is going good, and it seems like, you know, they're just having a big old time, you know, God is looking at us and asking us, are you going to go away also? Are you going to turn away from me also? Are you going to go and live life like them? Are you going to live your own life and do your own thing? Or are you going to sit back and trust me? Are you going to continue to follow me and trust that the path that I've laid out in your life and the things that I've set forth in your life, are you going to trust that I know what's best for you? It's so easy to get scared of what God has set before us. It's so easy to worry. And with everything that goes on in our lives, there's so many situations and so many circumstances that can come up. And God said, you know what? Just be still. Just trust me. As Kelly said, be still and know that I am God. Understand and know that no matter what's happening, no matter what took place, I know about it. No matter what you're going through and what you're facing right now, I understand. God tells us, you know, that they walked away, and even though that God has known everything about us, he tells us in Jeremiah 1, he was talking to Jeremiah, and he said, before I formed thee in thy mother's womb, I knew thee. before you were ever made, before you were ever even thought about, He knew you. He understands. He knew everything about you before you were ever created. He takes such an interest in us that He knew about us before we were ever conceived. And yet we still have a hard time trusting. We still worry. We allow our fleshly nature to get a hold of us. We allow the flesh to get a hold, and we allow Satan to creep in and start telling us, well, you know, are you sure that that's going to be right? What if he messes up? What if just this one time it doesn't go the way that God has planned? What if this one time what he was telling you isn't the truth? What if he forgot? Church, God doesn't mess up. He doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't get confused. He doesn't forget. His plan never falls apart. He knows exactly what he's doing in every single thing from the beginning of time. The one that created everything that we have, that set all this in motion. The one that planned everything that goes on in our lives. The one that understands every little detail about us. He never messes up and makes a mistake. And yet we still fear and we still have a hard time of putting our trust in him. And just giving it all to him. We sit back and we wonder, you know, why? So why is it that we trust God? Why should we trust God? Peter pretty much answered it in verse 68 when he said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. We've got to get ourselves to a point to where we realize that aside from God, there is nowhere else to go. Why trust in God? Why put your faith in Him? Because who else are you going to go to? Who else cares enough about you that they're going to take that kind of an interest in your life? Who else loves you enough that they're willing to send their son to die on a cross for your sin? Who else cared enough about you? Now, before you were ever born, they got to know you. You know, moms and dads, and I know mothers especially, as they carry those children, they start to form that bond and they start to grow close to that child before the child is ever born. But yet, God took it a step further and He really knew that person. He really knew us. And Peter's saying, Lord, to whom shall we go? Who are we going to go to? It's so easy to want to turn to all the different things in the world and we try to take care of ourselves. And we'll try to turn to our own knowledge. We turn inward and start looking, well, how am I going to handle these situations? How am I going to take care of myself? Or we'll start, you know, we'll get on the internet and Google, because Google's got the answer for everything, right? We get on there and we'll start looking up stuff, and how am I going to fix this? And how, you know, I'm getting these symptoms. So we'll start getting on there and we'll try to doctor ourselves. Or we've got all these things going on in our lives. And we try to find all the answers because the internet's got them all. And we begin to look and we try to find it. But when the fact of the matter is, the internet is just a bunch of people like you and I putting their opinion out there. Listen, don't come to me and ask about medical stuff. Go to Michael. Black, not Michael Wright. Dr. Black. Because he knows and he's trained in that stuff. It's not just an opinion. It's something that he studied and he knows. Don't go to people and don't go to the internet trying to find the answers to things when, you know, somebody's just throwing their own opinion out there and you could have come up with the same answer if you'd have sat and thought about it long enough on your own. You know, when we want to find the answers, when we want to get the true answers to it, we need to go to the one that wrote it. We need to go to the one that understands and knows. We need to turn to the Word of God. We need to turn to Jesus Christ when we have these problems come up in our life, because anything that you're facing or that you're going through, you're going to find it in God's Word. If you're willing to take the time to sit down and study and understand a little bit, but we have got to put our trust in God and not trust everybody around us. These people aren't experts. Yeah, in a certain field, they may understand a lot, but they still mess up. They still make mistakes. And yet God has never failed. He's never made a mistake. Peter says, who are we going to go to? Thou hast the words of eternal life. You're the one that no matter what, when we go to get the answers from you, you're the one that's going to give us the words that are going to lead to eternal life. Man may give you a temporary fix, But it's just a small patch on a bigger problem. God's the one that's going to fix it all. But God is the one that has the answers to it all. That no matter what the problem is, as Brenda was talking, you know what? No matter what, if that cancer did come back, she knows where she's going. She knows where she stands with God. There's no question about that. There's no worry and there's no fear in that. So when the cancer comes, when the sickness comes, when you're worried and you don't know what tomorrow's going to hold, we can hold fast and trust that God has us in His hand. That's where my trust sits. I love this church because you can look all around and you see that this church trusts in God. This building sitting here, who would have thought? I didn't go to this church before this building was come. I've attended before. But who would have thought that sitting here on the side of Big Branch would be this beautiful church building out of a small little white church that sat out front here? This church trusted that God was going to take care of that. But if we build a building that big, how are we going to fill it up? This church, the people of the church, they trusted that God was going to fill it up. Not them, but God was going to fill this church. And even this morning, still pretty full, and a lot of folks are on vacation. If everybody was here, we'd be kind of crowded. Because when we put our faith and trust in God and understand that He's got it all, and He's got, you know, when we're doing things for His glory and we're allowing Him to receive the glory for it, and it's not a self-driven thing, it's not a self-driven concern to say, hey, you know what, look what we did, but you know what, Lord, we want to do this so that You're able to bless and You're able to reach more people, and we put our trust and faith in Him, He takes over and He does things that we would have never thought of. We would have never imagined the things that He has done in our lives. Michael and him just last week before, had the CRA Hot Rod Camp. They took a car, put this thing together, and that's all fine and dandy. But they trusted that just by going and building a car, something that has absolutely nothing to do with the Bible, nothing to do with God, really, if you sit and just break it down to its simplicity. But they took a car and trusted that God was going to change lives because of that. And He did. We had two young men stand here last week and tell you about that. Another young man gave his life to Christ through that experience. Because a group of men decided they were going to trust God and that they were going to allow Him to take a vehicle, to take an old car, and let some boys come in for a week and put this thing back together. And He was going to change their lives because of it. God is able to take things that we would never even imagine and to change lives and to make lives something better than what you could have ever even thought of. We look down through the Bible at people that have trusted God. And the first one that really stuck out to me was Abraham. Abraham, God had told him, He said, you know what, I want you to take your son, the one that you love, over in Genesis 22. He said, I want you to take your son, this son whom you love, and I want you to get to the land of Moriah, and there you're going to offer him for a burnt sacrifice. Abraham had been waiting on Isaac for such a long time. He had wanted a son. He had prayed for a son, and God finally gives him this son, and when He gets him, He said, you know what, you're going to go, and I want you to go and offer him for a sacrifice. And so Abraham got everything ready. He got the wood, he got all the stuff, all the supplies, he was ready to go. Took him some men with him, and they set out, 3 days' journey. Finally, on that third day, they come to the land of Moriah. He had the men wait and said, you want? He said, you guys stand here. You wait, and we're going to go, and he and I are going to go worship the Lord, and we're going to return. And he took and he laid the wood upon his son, and he prepared Isaac for the sacrifice. He went through it. I don't believe Abraham was just playing around. I don't believe he was just going through it and saying, you know what, Lord? I know You're going to provide something, but I'll play along. I'll go through with your game here, and I'll set everything up. We'll make it look nice. I believe Abraham trusted God 100%. That even if he had to sacrifice his son, even if he had to offer him for a burnt offering that day, that God was going to take care of it. He prepared Isaac and laid him out on that altar. He had the knife in his hand and he was ready to sacrifice his son. And the angel of the Lord spoke and God stopped it all. And he provided a ram that was caught by its horns in the thicket. But I believe that Abraham had enough trust and enough faith in God that even had nobody showed up, even had that ram not been provided, that he was going to lay that knife to his son and he was going to offer him just like God asked. Because he trusted in God. He had seen what God had done in his life to this point. He had seen that God was able to take his life and to bless him and give him the desires that he had and to bless him with a son and to watch over him and take care of him. And he saw exactly what God was able to do. So he trusted enough that he was prepared to sacrifice his son in his life. Church, do you trust God enough this morning that you are prepared to sacrifice things in your life that you hold close to you? I'm not saying take your kids out and kill them, but I'm saying, are there things that are in your life? Some of you's looking at me kind of funny. Brantley, you're gone, buddy. But do you have things in your life that maybe God says you want this time for it to go? Do you trust God enough that you're willing to sacrifice and willing to get rid of those things in your life? Do you put your faith in Him enough that you're willing to say, you know what? You're right, God. Those things are there and they don't need to be there. There's things there that I can do without. Or Lord, even if I don't think I can do without them, you said that they need to go. You said things need to change, God, and I'm willing to do that because I trust that your will for my life and your plan for my life is a lot better than what my plan is. We get scared so many times. The rich young ruler, he didn't trust Christ when he sat and talked with him. Because Jesus told him, said, you go and sell everything that you have. He said, you know what? I've followed, I've kept all the commandments and done everything my whole life. He said, but what lack I yet? There's still something missing. Jesus told him, said, go sell everything that you have and come and follow me. The Bible says that he went away sorrowful, for he had great riches. He trusted in his money more than he trusted in Christ. He trusted in his possessions more than he trusted in Christ. Paul's talking to Agrippa and explained to him, basically gave him his testimony of what had happened in his life and how God had changed his life over in Acts chapter 26. And Agrippa looked at him and said, Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Almost. You've got a good story, but man, I just can't buy it. You've almost persuaded me. He didn't trust God. He didn't put his faith in God, even though he sat and heard this. We have to make that decision on our own. You know, we can't sit and do all this stuff and be afraid of God's word. And you know, God always keeps his promises. He always goes through with what he said he will do. And yet we become afraid and we start to worry about the what ifs and the what, you know, what may happen or what could happen. And you know, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. In all thy ways, everything that you do. You know, we can't lean on our own understanding because our understanding of things is completely different than God's understanding of things. He doesn't see things the way we see them. He doesn't process things the way we process them. He doesn't go through these things the way that we do. He has a completely different viewpoint, and yet we want to hold on to our own understanding. We want to hold on to our own knowledge of this stuff. But church, we can't be afraid to let it go. We can't be afraid to turn loose of these things in our lives. You know, when we're facing all these situations that come up, when we face that sickness, when we face those financial hardships, when we start facing these problems at work or the troubles at school, or those relationship problems that we're going through. Sometimes God says, just let it go. Take your hands off of it and let me get my hands on it. If you'll just trust me with it. You know, as Christians, we trust that if we believe in God and put our faith in Him and ask Him to come into our lives, that He'll save us. He can save you and keep you from eternal damnation, keep you from the lake of fire, keep you from spending eternity in hell. And yet we're scared to trust him with a health issue. We're scared to trust him with a relationship issue or with something that comes up in life, the one that holds our very life in his hand. He's asking us, you know, if you'll just give it to me and let it go. You know, when things start getting hard, are we going to do the same thing the disciples did and just turn and walk away? All these other disciples, this multitude of people that were following him, when his teaching started getting a little tough, when it started pressing in on them just a little bit, they walked away. God didn't tell us it's going to be easy to do. He didn't tell us that it's going to be simple to follow him and that you're never going to hit any bumps in the road, that you're never going to have any trouble. He said the way is narrow. He didn't say it's smooth. But yet, through that way, he'll still be with us. He'll still follow us. He'll still stand with us. In verse 69, it said, and we believe and we are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Paul said, you know what? Lord, we have nobody else to go to. We believe and are sure that thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. We have that assurance of knowing exactly who he is. We have that assurance of knowing that God is there for us and that he's going to take care of us. We have that assurance of knowing that when we accept Christ as our Savior, that he's done what he said he would do. We don't have to worry about it. He's called and given us that ability to be the sons of God, to be called the sons of God. He's given us that ability to know that no matter what we go through, he's always there and he's always going to be there. When these things get difficult, when things get hard, that's not the time to turn and walk away. But it's the time to get closer to him, to hold tighter to him, to stand with him that much stronger. Because he says, you know what, I've got this. I understand and I see it. I see and I know and I'm there. I love my church because we trust God. I'll read you one more scripture this morning. In Colossians 1:17, it said, he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. You got King James, the ESV says, and in him all things hold together. Have you guys ever heard of like Easter eggs, like in movies? You know what they are? They're basically, it's like things that are hidden. We see it a lot of times in the kids' movies and stuff and in the cartoons. And an Easter egg in a movie is basically a different character may pop up from another movie. And if you're not really paying attention to it, you won't see it. But you may be watching one movie and there may be a character from another movie pop up. Or just something hidden in the movie that the creators have done. And just something added in there that people will look for and they'll find and see. And somebody somewhere thought they were really smart in making these, and they come up with this great idea that we can put these Easter eggs in there and people are going to see them. Well, let me tell you something. Again, nothing we do or nothing we ever face is anything that God hasn't been there before. God's already been there. He's done that. Well, how did he do that? That scripture said, and he's before all things, and in him all things hold together. He has binded everything together. He holds all things together. When he created our bodies, he created a protein in our body called laminin. And this protein is basically, it's basically glue that holds us together. It keeps us bound together. And when God done that, God in a way, and this is, Chad, this isn't Bible, but basically God put an Easter egg in us. That protein that he created, that laminin that holds us together, we can put that up there. Is that right there? Kind of looks like a cross, don't it? It's got three shorter sides and one longer side. God, from the very foundation, from the very beginning in creation, he put the cross within us to hold us together. He could have used it to do anything in our body that he wanted to, but yeah, he used that to hold us together. He had the foresight and knowledge to do that. I'm sure he knew that some scientist somewhere was going to discover this someday, and I can imagine him saying, you know what? We'll make it shaped like a cross. Give them a little surprise for when they start discovering stuff. I'm sure God had a sense of humor and smiles. But everything that we do, our very being is held together by the cross. Church, our lives will absolutely come unwound and fall apart if not for the cross. If it weren't for Christ dying on that cross for our sins, we would all be in a mess. No matter what it is that we struggle with, no matter what it is that we deal with and the problems we go through, you know what, it all goes back to the cross. That when we put our faith and our trust in that cross, we put our faith and trust in the God that saw fit to send His Son to die on that cross for us, that it'll work out the way it should. And maybe you're here this morning and you've never put your faith in that cross. Maybe you've never put your faith in God. Maybe you've never trusted in Him. You've tried to do it on your own. You've tried to go away on your own. Maybe you're like the rich young ruler and you trust in the things that you have. Maybe you're like Agrippa and you think, you know what, I've listened to preachers all the time. I've been to church so many times that I can't count. And yet, I'm almost ready, but I don't know that I'm quite there. Maybe this morning is the morning that God says, you know what, yeah, you're not almost, but you're ready. You're ready. This morning is the morning you need to trust in me and put your faith in me. So we are ready to have a song of invitation this morning. God is, He's been amongst us this morning. He's been with us. The Holy Spirit's been here. It's been a wonderful place to be through our worship time, through all that. But just like Jesus looked at those disciples and He called them to make a decision, He said, will you go away also? Are you guys going to turn and leave me too? He's leaving a decision for you this morning. If you're here and you don't know Christ as your Savior, you've never made that commitment to Him, you've never trusted in Him, that question stands for you this morning. Are you going to walk away and leave this place not trusting in Him? Are you going to walk away too? Or are you going to take a step of faith this morning and say, you know what? My way's not working anymore. The things that I've put my trust in, they don't hold up. The things that I've tried to use to fix my problems in my life, they're not working. This morning is the morning that you need to make that decision. Put your faith and trust in Christ. Try Him out. See that He's good. Try Him and know what a loving Father He is. He used the cross to save us. He used the cross to hold us together. I'm sure if we put our trust in Him, He'll move in our lives. Maybe you're here this morning and you've received Christ as your Savior. Things aren't where you want them to be. You're struggling. You're hurting this morning. You're dealing with problems. You're dealing with things that you're just not sure what to do with them anymore. Let me tell you something. That's okay. Because God says it's okay. He says, if you'll bring Him to me, I'll help you and take care of. Cast your yoke upon me. Put it upon me. Let me carry that burden. I'm going to ask that you would stand with me this morning.